Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Oh, the great man from propertyobserver.com.au, Jonathan Chancellor, on the line right now talking housing prices around the country. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Ross.
Okay, take me through. We talk so much about housing affordability. Young people can't get in. There's lots of grumpy people. I could go all night taking the phone calls, really, about all of this. But just take me through the state of play. We saw today CoreLogic say in many areas apartment prices are under pressure, but then when you look at the auction sales results, they are still relatively strong, especially for established housing.
Look, there's probably always a little bit of a disconnect between events, and I guess that's where we're at the moment. I mean, the market, you'd have to say, is in transition. Just where it's heading, I don't quite know, but certainly it's slowing. But the clearance rates on the weekend, in fact, bounced back up. But you've got to say there's probably a little less effervescence in the market than there had been certainly over, say, a month and a half ago.
Okay, so take me through some of the properties that really are the telltales that you think in regards to where the housing market is right now.
Well, I think, I mean, look, the top sale on the weekend was in Middle Park on Beaconsfield Parade.
So this is Middle Park in Melbourne, and what sort of price was that?
Well, there was no bid at the auction, and the agent tells me it sold for $5 million afterwards, and that's where his estimates were.
Wow.
So, I mean, the top sale in Sydney was in Stratfield, yet again. It always seems to be Stratfield that produces a top auction result. And again, that was a very, very strong price. So, look, I think buyers are being coy, as they should be. We've been urging buyers to be coy for months. I mean, the clearance rate in Sydney, according to CoreLogic, was 78%. Melbourne edged ahead on 79%, and the rest were in the 50s and the 60s. So, look,
Did you spot anything that looks affordable coming back into the marketplace? I mean, that's the real problem. Still, everybody's saying there's nothing that's affordable for the younger buyers. We're screaming about that tonight. Do they actually need a hand or not?
Well, look, I have a great degree of sympathy for Generation Y, Gen Y, because they have more financial burden at an earlier age than any of their predecessors. I mean, you know, I had a free university education, and I was able to get into the housing market before compulsory super came in. So, you know, as your callers throughout the night have, you know, indicated, that hex debt and super means that they're, you know, it's harder to get into the market. But the cheapest sale in Sydney, Ross, was a studio apartment at Ashfield, and it sold pre-auction for $295,000, and it was a rental at the moment at $305 a week.
Oh, actually, that almost adds up, doesn't it?
It does. It last sold in 1995 at $65,000.
So, yeah, because my rule of thumb has always been if you can get a yield, which basically is that the weekly rent equals the number of $1,000 you paid, so $295,000 you paid, $295 a week for the rent, that sort of almost stacks up in my crude way.
And that was the cheapest in Sydney and Ashfield at $295, the cheapest across the country in, and you know, let's face it, you talk about decentralisation and moving into state, was Adelaide. And that was the cheapest. It was a 1970s three-bedroom property at Salisbury East, and it fetched $253,000. And it had sold also the last time in 1995 at $80,000.
There you go. Jonathan Chancellor from Property Observer. There are affordable properties out there if people are prepared to move. And Jonathan, we'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure, Ross.